You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We have got, I'm just so excited about today's show, you know, and I got to sit on my hands to keep from waving them in the air because I've got Jennifer, Jessica, and Shelly all in the studio today. And the studio looks beautiful today, doesn't it, Danny? That's right. The studio looks beautiful today. It is Jennifer, because you know I'm going to say the word wrong, and Shelly, I'll tell you beforehand, because Jessica already knows. I make up words. I make up my own language. So the word is it diversified? It's diverse. It's just diverse. Thank you, my Georgia Peach. It's just diverse, okay? We have a diverse show today because we have, why is that? I need to get rid of my boyfriend, Scam Likely. Yeah, I know he cheats on me because I saw him on her phone, too. Yeah, I think he might have even rang Danny a few times. He's diversified. Anyways, it's going to be a good show today here at What's Cooking in the 321 in Cocoa. So we've got a lot going on, but if you guys remember last week, it was a weird show last week. Jennifer and Jen, you listened to it because I know you were chiming in while I was on the air. Jessica, your take on last week's show, because it was different, because we had a guy pouring his heart out.
Yeah. I respect that. I respect everything
he said.
That
was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It took a lot of courage for him to give us his, you know, his private story.
And we talk about restaurants here all the time. What's cooking in the 321, Shelly, isn't just food. It's what's happening in Brevard. And that's why, because we've got you here from Space Coast Pride.
I came for the food.
You came for the food. Well, we might, sometimes we give a recipe out or something, but, and Jessica is with New Life Mission.
Yes,
ma'am. Did I say that right?
Yep.
So that's as diversified as we can get, I think. So last week, yeah, we had a different show. We had the Kleenex box out, and yeah. I drive by there. It doesn't look open.
It doesn't. I drove by yesterday.
And we're talking about Ember and Oak because it is indeed open, and we want everybody to support Kevin, who came on here and told this restaurant world like it is. It breaks up families. It breaks up marriages. God, we know how hard the restaurant business is on families. And, you know, it's funny. We were laughing about it. Maybe it's not funny that my kid, who's now 19, flunked first grade because she was in a restaurant every night. Okay.
Poor kid.
Yeah. So we know what restaurants can do to relationships and families, but it brought me to, and I know you know Dave Hall that owns Monkey Bar.
Yes.
So sort of the same thing happened because, I went, for all our listeners out there, 2 weeks ago, I went on, because Florida Today had put out an article saying that Embers and Oaks was closing. Okay. So that's a biggie to me because I don't like to see anybody closing a restaurant. You know how I feel when somebody's closing a restaurant.
It's
I'm like,
so
oh, no, what can we do? We're going to put a
WTF.
WTF. That's right. Wings, tacos, and fries, and we're going to open back up. That's right. I hate when anybody's closing a restaurant. It breaks my heart that people can't sell them. So I reported thinking that Florida Today reports good news. Oh, he's bringing the Kleenex box in. We're not going to cry today, Danny. Florida Today reported that Embers and Oaks was closing, and before that show was over, Jennifer's already getting from the owner, "I'm not closing. I'm open, very open," and whatever. And then we had the chance to have him on the show last week and tell his story. So this week, the rumor is the Monkey Bar's closing.
Is that just a rumor, though?
So I'm never, ever going to say a restaurant's closing unless I talk to the owner of that restaurant. So just this morning, because I didn't hear this till late last night, I absolutely called Dave Hall, the owner mm-hmm. of the Monkey Bar and of Alligator Reef.
Yep.
And we got the scoop. And I'm here to tell everybody, don't listen to the rumors. He's not closing anything. He did. Somebody came in like a broker, a business broker, and said, "Hey, somebody wants your place." Now, we know in the restaurant business, go ahead. How much? Yeah. How much yeah. you want to pay? It's just like getting them postcards every day.
And
is your house for sale?
Exactly. That happens every day. How yeah. many people walked into our place, you
yes.
know, all the time?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I want to buy your place. Sure. How much? You know? And then they realize what it really costs to buy a restaurant. So that's what happened is a broker walked through his door and said, "Hey, Dave, I've got somebody who wants your restaurant." And Dave said, "Bring it on," you know, like we all do. We want to retire. We want to stop getting schlep on our shoes and do something. We want to sit on the other side of the bar. So that deal fell through. It wasn't, of course, a real
shocker.
Deal. Yeah, shocking. It wasn't a real deal. But Dave said, "Hey, what the heck? Let's leave the place listed." So I think every restaurant in America is still listed.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's not listed, it's listed.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's always for sale. Just like your home, really. Unless you really, really love your home, there's always a price. My kids, there's always a price, you know?
<That's> terrible.
There's a price on everything, except my rocket. I ain't selling my rocket, okay? All right. But so we'll put the rumor mill to bed right now. Dave doesn't like to get on the radio, or he would have even explained it himself. It just means somebody said, "Hey, I want to buy your place." So it's listed. So if you see it listed, it doesn't mean anything's happening. My house right now, I believe, is listed for $860,000. And I got to tell you something. I wouldn't buy it for $5,000 because there's no parking for my rocket.
Right, right.
That's right. So it could be listed all you want. I think somewhere on Zillow, didn't it say it was worth $1.3 million? I said, in what year and what century is my house worth that much? Because it isn't. So don't believe everything you hear. Anyways, so with that being said, Monkey Bar's staying open. They're doing great. They still have, I used to love when I had the little cafe. And do you know where we're talking about the Monkey Bar there? It's by Ichabod's and Bunkies.
Oh, absolutely.
It's sort of like
right.
a food court there. You've got Tai Tai and my little cafe, the
right.
little tiki
like
place.
I'm in satellite. I know exactly
about
that.
Huh?
It is like a
so
food court.
People
right.
used to say, "Oh, it's got no parking and there's so many restaurants in there." It's like, are you kidding? This is a food court.
Yeah.
You can park anywhere and you can walk. You can have your drink at Ichabod's, have your little before dinner, and then you can go over to Tai Tai, have a little appetizer, maybe an egg roll or something. Come on over. You know, you go over to the Monkey Bar, and that's where you're going to get a little crazy, do some dancing. We used to love when I had that cafe for, I don't know, 30 years or something. I don't know how long it was. But the Monkey Bar on Thursday night, it was women's night. So the whole parking lot would be full of cars and everybody's packed in there. And when I'd come to work on Friday morning, it was the walk of shame because there'd be 30 cars still out there. Now, what we would do, because we got in at 6:30 in the morning, we had business cards that said, "Thank you for not driving last night." And we would put them on everybody's windshield to come in and get a free breakfast. Okay? And then we'd get the cards back. But that way we could give them some crap, you know, for going home with somebody or, you know, the one, the walk of shame that really, like, it's like looking around when they go back to their car. But, yeah, we loved the Monkey Bar.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyways, they're staying open. Lots going on there, and we'll keep you updated on that one. Jessica, bring us up to date. Did anything transpire from being on the show? Is anything changed? What's going on with, tell us what's going on with New Life.
Sure.
It's New Life Mission.
It is New Life Mission.
Okay.
And what we're talking about is last week we talked about our fall fundraiser that's coming up on October 10th at the American Muscle Car Museum. And it's called Opening Doors for Women. And so New Life Mission, for anybody who didn't hear last week, just real briefly, we empower homeless single moms and their children to self-sufficiency through educational programs, accountability, goal advancement, and it's an in-resident program. So the ladies and their kids live right on one of our four campuses. So families, and it's not just homeless families, like how many of us have been through situations where we have doors closed, like eviction, somebody's, you know, by no fault of our own, not right. necessarily not paying the rent, right? But like somebody's selling whatever house we're
somebody
in.
Somebody dies. It changes
divorce,
life. Right.
Job loss. I lost two jobs because the company's closed, no fault of my own. I was right there where these women are, right? So anyway, so these women have had so many doors shut on them, and our job is to open new doors for them. Job opportunities, educational opportunities.
And teaching them.
And teaching them through life skill classes, like how to get off government assistance and break that cycle of homelessness. So that's what the event is all about. And after last week's show, we did have a nice boost in ticket sales.
Good.
Which is awesome. So thank you so much
for
that.
Well, and I've got to bust myself here. I didn't even have time to get it on our social media. No. So we're going to get it out there today.
We have time.
That's Jennifer is here because she does all the smart stuff. I do the dumb things. She does the smart stuff.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Yes. She is here because she's going to absolutely get it on our media. I think we reach maybe 5,000 people media-wise between
awesome.
All of us that can get it out there and get that word out because I did nothing other than talk about it here. So I'm glad that we got some feedback already.
We did.
The tickets for the event at the Muscle Car Museum.
They are $125 a piece or two for $200. So a little bit of a price break
and
if you're bringing someone.
And this goes to a great cause, though.
It does. It does.
For that ticket price, they're getting what?
They are getting beverages.
First of all, they get to look at these cool cars.
The cars are so cool. If you haven't been there, it's the coolest place to walk around. I think everybody can find a car
Jennifer,
that reminds them of
yet?
Something.
Because you're a car-loving person.
Oh, you're going to love
it. Especially the Mustangs and the Camaros.
Oh,
and
there are Mustangs
everywhere. There's every year of Mustang, King Cobras. Shelly, have you been there to the Muscle
Car Museum?
I
have not, but I've heard all about it.
So I got to tell you, it's on a Thursday?
It is. It's Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 9.
Okay. When's my event? Let's see. My event's in the day and one at night. We can skip the band because we need to go to that. Can we put that on our calendar? And we'll pick up some tickets because I definitely want to go to that myself. And
awesome.
Then, of course, I'll come on board and do whatever we need to do for that day, too.
Awesome.
I only have
you.
Two events that day, so I can attend a third.
Okay, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, what
you
the
got
heck?
Time?
What the heck?
You got time, and this one's different, right? It gives you an opportunity to get a little dressed up. I don't know if you can find a tie-dye, like,
this,
tux or
I
something.
Dressed up
I don't
today.
Know. I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. But it's it's a cocktail reception, so
we
have
can we wear
food
the
and
high
beverage.
Tops? As long as we can wear high tops
you can wear
dress.
Your high tops. Food and beverage.
I'm looking at a little Pride Festy today, aren't I? I got rainbow shoes, you guys.
You do.
That's
you do.
Right.
I love them.
That's right.
You can find an outfit to go with that.
So it's funny because, you know, I went to the bazillion-dollar wedding because my niece got married. And finding clothing, because it was a black tie affair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a chore, was it not, Jennifer? And then finally, somebody I work with, Sandy, who I love, is just like, I have it. It's in a leopard skin bag. I've got the shoes, the purse. Everything, every single thing, garment in this bag, I've got you covered. And it worked out all right. It totally wasn't me. I felt a little self-conscious all night, but you know, I cleaned up for the day.
Nice.
So
nice. I want to see pictures of that.
You know what?
Same.
They're all over YouTube because it was a bazillion-dollar wedding. It was, Jennifer, you've done a lot of catering of weddings. I'm talking about a $300,000+ wedding.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm all about trying to figure out how to do weddings for under $10,000 for 100 people. That's my big thing, which brings us to Space Coast Pride. Space Coast Pride, that's, first of all, welcome to the show. This is your first time to the show here with us. Have you been in the studio on another show or anything?
Hey, thanks for having me, Kim. I have not. So thank you so much for the invitation.
So let me make
really
sure.
Really appreciate it.
It's Shelley, is it Rodham?
Rodden.
Rodden. Okay, because mm-hmm. I almost think of you know my favorite basketball player.
I've been called everything. So
I'm from Detroit. The Chicago Bulls and Detroit Pistons. What was his name? Dennis Rodman. That's right. But he had great red hair. But so I'm glad you're here and welcome.
Thank you.
I'm all about the Space Coast Pride. I'm hoping even that somebody has backed out and I can get a table, because I decided really I want to be in the streets there in downtown. I'm glad that not a lot of controversy this year. If you remember last year, the whole reading of the books which was just craziness. I can tell you my 9-year-old loved it. And
always good
I know
to hear.
Jennifer was there last year.
Thanks for coming out. Yeah.
That's right. They were dressed like witches ball and
all are welcome.
So I was glad that last year our mayor, Elfrey, got involved and absolutely supported the event. I know he was fighting against, I hate to ever talk politics on the radio. I usually don't. But I know our Randy Feint, who's, you know, I've known and is from Melbourne Beach, and we just didn't see eye to eye on these things.
Right.
So I hate anybody judging anybody. So this event is the let's get the right date here. Tell me the date.
So the festival
I'm on
and
the
parade
wrong month.
Is
that's why I'm
Saturday, September the 28th. So that's a week
28th.
From this Saturday.
Starts at my place. Starts at the Melbourne Auditorium.
It does. The
right
parade
there in the
kicks off there.
And the parade goes down the street to downtown. The streets are packed. It's great for the whole that whole business area. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a whole lot of people there all day. Jessica, have you been to the Pride Fest?
I have not.
I really think you should, if you got the 28th there, free, because it's a great day. Everybody's happy.
What time
Everybody's
does everything
in a good
start?
Mood. What's the times?
Good segue. So again, the parade kicks off at 11 o'clock, and that is from the Melbourne Auditorium. So wherever you can find a place along the side streets there to watch, when we actually turn to go on to New Haven, that's where the sea of people is. So if you can get there early enough, I would definitely recommend being in that area. I drive in the parade, so I never really get to be a spectator, but from footage that I've seen, it's amazing. I can tell
it
you as a driver,
yeah.
as it, with the Grand Marshals and things, when you turn the corner there and just see that sea of people, it's just overwhelming, the love
Especially
and support.
It's like rainbows all over.
Right.
I mean, every kid's got a rainbow. There's rainbow everything. It's a good day.
It's a family friendly event.
Day.
I can guarantee that, because we would not be able to get permitting from the city of Melbourne.
Yep.
Trust me on that. I've been involved with the Space Coast Pride organization for 9 years, but we've actually been an entity for 17.
Now, let's get away from that day. Tell the listeners some of the things Space Coast Pride does, because I think they just think that it's people dressing up like somebody they're
one
not reading
One day a year, a big party.
Kids.
Yes. As
I'm
much
like,
as...
hello, stop it. My kid loved that story.
Right. And thank you for asking, because that is a large misconception, is that we are only, you know, a handful of people, which we are a handful of people, but we only do a festival and parade once a year.
Right.
Active board members that we have, we do things every month out of the year, and that could be supporting our education in Brevard County. We have a scholarship set up, college scholarship set up, and we have a winner. Or 1 year we actually had 4 winners. That, you know, we support the community and giving back in that way. We also have other sister organizations that we work with, like PFLAG, Melbourne Space Coast, Space Coast Progressive Alliance, a number of churches. Churches are always the first ones to sign up for our festival, and that's so affirming for people in our community to see that, that love is love and all are welcome. Again, I mentioned it's a family-friendly festival.
It is, too.
But we have, I would say, last year we had 25,000 people in downtown Melbourne, which was overwhelming. We continue to grow and grow and grow. It was an increase of 54%.
And I think it's going to be better this year, because people were actually afraid to come out last year.
On the same token, I think people are tired of hearing the rhetoric of you know,
right.
that our community, our beautiful, diverse community, is something to be hated and afraid of. And so a lot of allies came out that were just wanting to say, hey, I see you and I appreciate, you know, who you are. Your family matters to me. We're your neighbors. We're your coworkers. We're your fellow church members. Your kids' sports team or band. We're throughout Brevard County and we're growing. So we're happy about that. We appreciate people's concerns about safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be a concern, especially when you have that large amount of people
right.
in an open area. But I can tell you that as part of the board of Space Coast Pride, we have beefed up our security. Melbourne Police has been amazing.
Right.
As you mentioned, Paul Alfrey, Mayor Alfrey, yep. has been an amazing supporter of us. We have private security. We have trained crowd watchers, de-escalators, that sort of thing. So trust me, we take into account the
so it's
concerns
safe to come
about
out.
People. It is very safe. And you'll see anywhere from, you know, youngsters coming with their families
yep.
to retired veterans to grandparents.
Yep.
It right. Free mom hugs and it really is a very positive, joyful experience, as you mentioned, colorful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited. We've got major talent coming
yeah.
this year. So there's a little something for everyone. There's a family friendly area where you know, we have music and some activities for children, all supervised. We have amazing volunteers that help us out. And there's a little something for everybody. Like I said, there's a lot of entertainment headliners. We have Rayvon Owens, who was on American Idol. We have
oh,
Miss
wow.
Kelly, who was Queen of Trans Soul. These are national headliners, as well as talent from all over Central Florida and Brevard County as well.
That's
so,
awesome. Jennifer, what were you going to say?
He stopped because his mother was parked next to him, and she got out and ran to him and said, I want to walk the rest of the way with you.
That's
oh, my
cool.
That was like, that to me was the whole day.
You may have to pass this Kleenex
day.
Down here to me. that's exactly why we do
mm-hmm.
it. It's not an easy event to pull off every year, and we're talking about a handful of people on the board. We're all volunteers. People get the impression that we're paid to put on something of this magnitude, but we all have families and jobs
and you
and
know
everything.
I think everybody knows somebody that is gay out or
like I
they
said
can
we're
and if they don't like it, just don't come, stay home, you know, let everybody have a good time with the rainbows and all that. And and we're looking forward to it. I know
yeah,
my family.
I mean,
there.
We actually have a week full of events leading up to Pride, and
there's
it starts
like, what skate night. And
yes,
beach
so,
day. And
so our week of events mm-hmm. actually kicks off this Saturday.
Okay,
and
so tell us about it. Where
so,
is that?
The Hotel Melby in downtown.
What
Melbourne.
Is that? Because was that not last week? Did you already? Was there something?
Oh, we had a happy hour there.
You had a happy hour.
Oh, okay.
So this.
So tell us the,
this,
yeah, tell
this
us your
Saturday.
Schedule events.
Well, first of all, let me give a shout out, a plug to Hotel Melby. They've been
okay.
amazing for
we love
to
the
our
Hotel
community
Melby.
For several years and
okay.
prime location, right in downtown Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So they're a host hotel, so people get discounted rates. So we do have a lot of people come in from outside of Brevard County, and we encourage them to stay for the weekend. The beaches, beautiful beaches of Brevard are right across
definitely.
The causeway.
Definitely.
Come for the weekend, all the wonderful restaurants and bars in downtown Melbourne. But this Saturday is our prom, mm-hmm. the Radical 80s prom at the Hotel Melby. And this is an adult-only event, but we're looking forward to putting on our wild colors and celebrating, dancing with the one that
Saturday.
We love.
So now
and
is this something you have to get a ticket for?
You do have to get a ticket for this. So
okay.
it's $75 for an individual.
Okay.
$100 for a VIP
and
ticket.
Tell
and
the
VIP,
listeners
you get
where
swag
they can get a ticket. Where this is, you can get a ticket to, what are you calling it again?
The prom. The 80s
the
radical
80s
prom.
The 80s radical
yeah.
prom at the Melby. It's
correct.
$75.
Correct.
How do they get a ticket?
You can go to spacecoastpride.org.
Okay.
And you can follow the tabs, and all of our events are listed. We also have a really cool app mm-hmm. that we added last year. If you go to your app store, look for Grandstand. And it's an event app, but once you get to Grandstand, you'll see Space Coast Pride as an option. You
okay.
click on that. You can download the app. It's amazing. It has where we have parking, all of our entertainers. Thank you. Yes. We're looking at the app right
that's
now.
Cool.
And it'll have not only things that are happening that day,
mm-hmm.
but things that happen throughout the year. So all
okay.
of our events.
So let's finish for the week. So we're at the Melby. We're having a prom. And then where are we going next?
So then Sunday, we are having Beach Day. And that's going to be in Indian Harbor Beach at Bicentennial Park. And again, that's a family-friendly event.
Which one's Bicentennial Park?
That's, near Canova.
It's just north of...
Oh, just north of Canova. Yeah, that's right, the dog beach.
Yep.
That's my beach, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about that?
Private.
I said on the radio, this is how people get crazy. I said, oh, no, the tourists are here. It's spring break. Everybody's taking over my beach. I got bashed by... I can't even tell you how many people who thought I was so, what's that word, that P word that I am?
Oh, pretentious.
Pretentious that I had my own beach. Everybody knows me. All my listeners know me. This is terrible. I'm trying to change, you guys. I'm trying to change. So they actually were bashing me. It's not your beach, Kim. You know, how pretentious can you possibly be that you think it's your beach? It's like, you know what? I'm here to tell you, it's my beach. All right, it's my beach. You want to come down to my beach? Give me a call.
It's
a clear spot.
It's a struggle, though, right? Like,
isn't it?
We're local, so we like our local spots.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we depend on tourism, and we depend on those snowbirds coming down and everything. So, like, it's this weird struggle living in this area. We're like, go away, leave my streets alone, because like it's so crowded.
Yes.
But then on the other hand,
we still need
them.
Yeah.
And we love them.
But my philosophy was always, I don't care about the tourists. I pride myself on the locals who take care of me all year long.
Very true.
The tourists, that's vacation money. Come on. It's vacation money. But, all right, we love you. Come on to our little city. Come on to Pride Fest. Come on to the Life Mission. $200. You can see muscle cars to a good cause. Yeah. So this is great, though, because... How does Life Mission, do you think, feel about Pride Fest? What do you think? Because you probably get a lot of diversity as people that walk through your door, right? Right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
That's my word for the day.
You know, everybody comes from a different situation.
And you do not judge,
really,
no matter who comes to your door.
Because it's the same thing. I don't care what we're judging each other on. We judge each other as a whole, right? And that's so not fair.
We have differences. Some think I'm pretentious, for God's sake.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I got to say, all the tie-dye I've seen you wear, like, I don't know a whole lot of pretentious people that wear all the tie-dye you do. But
that's right.
But, you know, but the thing is, like, we judge each other. And it's so not fair, because everybody's got their backstory and everybody's got whatever in their life that led them to whatever point they're at. And I don't care what it is. And instead of looking down on one another, you know, we
need to raise each other up.
Absolutely. Encourage each other, support each other, and just love on one another. Like, there's so much hate in this world about everything. Everybody hates everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we live in this cancel culture, and it's just, if we could just
fly a rainbow and love each other. This is great on What's Cooking in the 3-2-1, really, because we're spreading the love. And you know what else? I feel that way. It isn't like we're just saying this stuff. Mm-hmm. I know you and I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
We want everybody to just get along.
That's all.
We want
That's all. You know, whether you're judging someone.
And we can have differences.
Whatever it is, you know. Shelly, you have, your folks who, I'm sure you deal with all the judgment all the time and the horror stories, right? Like, and our folks too, like, people look at the homeless population the same way. They're like, oh no, and they put, you know, but.
And it could
be
them.
We want to sit here.
They don't realize
absolutely.
That we're just one day away.
All of us are one paycheck away,
mm-hmm.
right? We're all like one step away from whatever the situation is. And we just live in this state of fear, like whatever it might be is like contagious or something, right? And it just this constant state of fear and hate, and it's terrible. Instead of, we could be putting all of that energy into helping each other.
Right. That's exactly right.
And that's a beautiful way to put it. That's why we continue. Mm-hmm. We, you know, the struggle, if you will, but we've made great progresses at our community, the LGBTQ community. Not only in Brevard County, but just nationally, but we've also had many setbacks. And
you
so
know, and
this
I'm in
is,
a college.
This is the reason that we continue to go and
celebrate,
too.
I see young people every
too.
Day, though. And
right.
Let me tell you, the stories I hear, mm-hmm. like, I don't mind putting it out there. I have my own child who people would judge. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes they would look at her and don't know anything about her. She's the biggest sweetheart you'll ever meet. I know you know she's a sweetheart, and I know you know, but she could be a little scary sometimes, you know? And I look at these college kids, and they tell me their parents have kicked them out of the home because they're different. I can never
imagine.
And that's
where that intersectionality comes in, mm-hmm. because yeah. it really, homelessness affects the LGBTQ community yeah. at a much larger rate, especially young people.
Listen,
I'm the youth director
my daughter's
for Pride,
boyfriend
and this
Blondie,
is what I see.
If that tells you anything.
Right.
And, he
does not have
blonde
hair.
I love him, and the two of them together are just two beautiful people, to tell you the truth.
Right. And they don't care what people think.
They don't care what anybody thinks, and I'm starting to actually embrace that and like mm-hmm. that. Of course, I just had to go get a condo because I don't want to live with them anymore, I said, but it has nothing to do with that. It's because I'm tired of cleaning up dishes, all right? I'm like, you guys, I literally came
you
home
draw
a week
the line.
Ago. I did. I came home and I go, you guys, I'm just letting you know I got a condo and I'm moving out on you. And they looked at me like, oh, seriously? I go, no, seriously, here's my lease. I'm moving out on you guys. I'm leaving the townhouse. You guys can all live here and I'm moving to the beach. I'm taking a little one and I'm going. It's like, why I got to go? You know, but the thing is, it's unconditional love. I love my kids. I don't care who, how, whatever. And when I'm in the colleges and I see these kids who are like suicidal mm-hmm. because somebody in their family won't accept who they
right.
are. And then they're watching TV and you know, you got half of the world who thinks they're terrible and terrible things
right.
should happen.
It's
to
social
them.
Media
and it's
is
terrible.
Brutal. And
I mean,
and
I
really...
live it every day at the college and it's so sad. So I'm so happy to, I'm going to go raise my rainbow flag.
Thank
and,
you. I think the whole thing is just that support, that visible support sometimes. For that one kid or adult that is struggling, maybe in who they are or what they have been through, just to see that there's a total stranger with a rainbow flag mm-hmm. or sticker or tattoo, that person is safe.
Well, last
and
year...
And safety is important to all of us, but it's really it's critically important to people in our community right now, as you had mentioned, due to politics.
So the Pride Fest is always something I've gone to, I mean, since you've started doing mm-hmm. it. In fact, I've actually been inside of the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. I used to have a rainbow cake that I gave out to everybody.
Oh, when we were in Nogales.
Yeah,
right.
And we, no, it was City Cafe, City Bistro, but we do weddings.
Oh,
we do
I
weddings
see.
For anybody. So we were giving out rainbow cake all the time. And we were a fixture inside the Civic Center there. So we've never missed it. Last year, just to show people like the different kinds of things that are there, last year I actually lost my partner of 36 years. On September 3rd.
Oh, gosh.
And then your guys' thing was, I think, like September 12th or something. And I was there, and, like, I was weepy that day. But everywhere I went, somebody was hugging me. And there was a whole, the way we sort of put her out, because we had to take her off the machine, was we filled her full of what's the drug that everybody's,
fentanyl.
We filled her full of fentanyl and we took her out of the world with fentanyl. Well, I've got to tell you who I spent half the day with was the booth for fentanyl addiction. And
the
it was
Blue Flag Society.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, right. I literally sat there with them the rest of the day. They're like, come over. I'm like, I'm
oh,
here.
They're amazing.
I'm here for you.
They're amazing.
You know, it's like, I know a lot about this drug. And it was there's different things. It was such an awareness.
Right.
You've got Rockwell out there and Northrop
Grumman.
All
the large
and
defense contractors,
big, huge
sponsors.
Companies out there doing
got
all
Spectrum
kinds of
Health,
different support.
Yeah. Hug Health,
yeah.
Harmony Health,
mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, lots of churches.
So that's
it's
what I mean.
Very
it's
diverse.
Like
it's
a,
not just
yeah.
a lot of merch and things like that, although
there
was special
be a new
merch
therapist
this year.
Out there for me this year.
There's,
God
we
knows
have,
I need
you,
one.
It's, yes, and... The other thing about our vendors, besides their diversity, is we're selling out earlier and earlier each year, and it's a great problem to
I'm
have.
I'm trying
we're,
to get
we're
in
to
give takeaway. Yes, they won't even give me a place this year. They say only if somebody
oh,
drops
you
out.
You can't even give cake away?
I can't even give cake away this year. I didn't
well,
get in line yeah.
Remember when we
enough.
Couldn't give away hot dogs?
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's that fine
right.
print in the permit. You know, it's a great problem to have to sell
yes,
out,
it
but it also presents strategic issues of like, okay, next year do we expand our footprint, you know, because we want more and more.
I think
and,
it's great, though, that
yeah,
you
oh,
are
it
sold
is.
Out. Yeah,
and like I said, if it's too late to be part of the festival, we still have lots of room in the parade, and you can sign up until the day of. walk with your
family.
Yeah, that family, walk with your
isn't going to do that for me.
It's not a very long distance.
I need a wheelchair with
We can accommodate. You know, there's something for everyone. Like I said, the parade, last year we had our first ever trans march that kicked off the parade, and that was pretty impactful. We are continuing it this year, sponsored by Spectrum Health. And I think we've got like 40 groups already signed up to be in the parade, and that does include our large sponsors.
So I think it's great. Let's talk about sponsors for a minute.
Okay.
Jennifer, you ready to talk about some sponsors?
We can do that.
Because we are here because our favorite restaurant, Melbourne Seafood.
Absolutely.
Always pays for every show 100%. So that I can have anybody I want on this show. I can talk about anything. I was just asking Jennifer this morning. I go, Jennifer, why do people even listen to me? I can't believe anybody but my dead mother listens to me. I go, I find that weird. Don't you find that weird? And she goes, no, not really.
Yeah.
She listens to me half the time. So listen, somebody who's usually shorter words, Nick Moon, who owns Melbourne Seafood. Have you ever met him?
I've not met him.
He is just the nicest. They're family people and
sure.
They're nice people. But, you know, he's a guy, I'll say, so how's things going? Fine. You know, just one word. But today we got a lot of words from Melbourne Seafood, all right?
Nice.
So we're gonna take a minute. We're going to talk about Melbourne Seafood because, listen, it is still seriously the best value in town. Mm. I have a lot of people. Jennifer can tell you this is a true story. I have a lot of people that want to advertise on my show, and I won't do it.
Yeah.
Because if I won't eat it.
Absolutely.
If I don't like it,
that's fair.
If I don't think it's a good value for your dollar, I will not. You cannot come on my show and push your stuff. I don't want to be a show of all commercials either, just for the money. I could go sell pencils or something on the corner, you know, if I need the money. I don't need to do that. Of course, it's hard to be pretentious. I need pens. I need to give away pens, not pencils, but. So Melbourne Seafood Station, September special is rock shrimp, $18 for a basket. Wednesday is dollar oysters. I have to tell you guys, if you haven't had oysters in a while, a dollar for oysters is a really good, really good price. Friday is all you can eat snow crab. It used to be $45. Let me just tell you this week, Danny, it's only $40 for all you can eat crab. All you can eat snow crab. They're serving high quality, low country eats. What does that mean, Nick? What does let's
I don't know, but I'm hungry.
Serving high quality, low country eats. Kudos to this guy who only says one word to me always. That he came up with that one because I like it sort of. It's different. I might put it on the back of my T-shirt. Okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the family value pack is back, and I have to tell you, I wish you could see the pictures in my phone right now because it would make you hungry. Somebody's calling me about this one already. I'm going to just get rid of them. The family value pack, though, it can feed your whole darn family. Sometimes it's only $29, sometimes it's $39, sometimes $49. But it'll feed a family of four, shrimp, crab. You just got to call them. You can go on to Melbourne Seafood Station, Vieira, Melbourne Seafood Station, West Melbourne, or Melbourne Seafood Melbourne, and you can see what the special is for this week. I know it's pretty cool because the Melbourne Seafood Station at US 1 near the downtown area, they've got a trailer out there now that's doing fried food, which is sort of cool. Now you can get fish and chips, you can get chicken nuggets. I just hate when you call me when I'm on the air. Everybody stop calling me when you're on there. I don't answer my phone when I'm on the air. One of my employees, Chris, kept calling while I'm on there. So finally I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I have to answer this because my restaurant's ringing the phone off the hook. So I answered. I go, yes, is the place on fire? Tell me if the place is on fire, because if it's not on fire, you have no reason to keep calling. He goes, no, but I don't know how to make a cappuccino. So we had 500 people say, let me tell this idiot how to make a cappuccino.
Did you tell him on the air?
Because, I told him on the air. Oh, yeah.
I think that's fantastic, actually.
I'm like, are you seriously bothering me because you can't make a cappuccino because somebody's going to the bathroom? You can't wait 2 minutes for them to get out of the bathroom. You're calling me on the air. Anyways, Jennifer, you've got a couple things over there, don't you?
I think the Space Coast drum and dance is going to be going on tonight. Full moon drum and dance.
So, okay, now let's just stop there for a second. Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Okay.
I don't get out much, man.
You got to get out.
You got to get out.
Okay,
for this.
So now people can laugh at this drum and dance, but she can tell you, Jennifer can tell you, I actually attend this with my children.
Yes.
Last, they make this huge, first of all, you got to get there early. There's no parking. This is at, like, Nance Park.
Park. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, was Bizarro's is in the boardwalk?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they make a big old circle. There's all kinds of walks of life out there. It's very diversified. Very, very diverse. Okay?
I'm going to get you a dictionary.
And, no. I make my own words up. I have the dictionary.
He's
of Scott's
the Kim's
on,
dictionary.
I have the Scott's on Fifth dictionary, okay? We talk about it all the time. All right. That's right. Me and Scott have our own language. All right, so they make a circle, and there's people that play nonstop on these bongos and drums. Now, people show up with all kinds of musical instruments, whether it be bells, guitars, whatever. The bongos never stop. The beat never stops until the moon rises, okay? And my kids were out there. My kids, I don't know if you remember that Meredith could hula hoop with 5 hula hoops.
I
well,
do.
The girls are about just as good. So my girls are out there with hula hoops, hula hooping in this circle. 19 and 9, okay? Hula hooping in this circle. You know what? Kudos to them because they didn't have a care in the world. They don't care who's looking at them, who's watching them. I don't care. You could do whatever you want out there. You could probably get naked. They probably wouldn't care. I don't know. She hangs out at that Playa Linda Beach.
Negative.
She might know a little bit about that. I don't.
No.
I don't. But you can do anything out there at this drum dance. So I really say this is the place to be tonight in Indy Atlantic is at the drum dance. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
You have not. Well,
I know lots of people that go there, and they say it's a lot of fun.
I think that just because you live there and there, you should say, yes, I've been to that. I've been to that drum dance.
Is this a regular thing? Like, I don't know. I don't live beach.
When there's a moon, if there's a full moon coming up, there is a drum dance.
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
Listen, it might not be nothing. Maybe it really doesn't ward off the evil spirits, but I'm going to say that it does because I leave there feeling really good. Okay. That, you know what? Not on the beach, not on our beach, because we're drumming them away.
We're
all right. We got a couple other things. First of all, it is National Voter Registration Day. Mm. So please get out there. You know, I'm not going to get political. I ain't going to tell you who I'm voting for. But I know it's not Trump. But but get out there and vote. Okay, no matter who you're voting for, and especially, I think everybody wants to legalize marijuana this year. I think that it's time to cure the world with gummies. So make sure you register to vote today. It's also Apple Dumpling Day. Mm. Maybe I should put up a recipe on the What's Cooking in the 321 website for that one. Oh, yeah, I don't have a website. Oh, yeah, Jennifer, we got to work on that. International Country Music Day. I love this one, though, Monte Cristo Day, okay? The sandwich.
Oh,
not going to Monte
that.
Cristo. I'm talking about the ham and the turkey dipped in it. Do you remember?
I remember.
We used to dip it in pancake mix.
Yep.
And then throw it into the deep fryer.
What a mess that made in the fryer.
It was so good. It was so good with the raspberry jam.
No.
You know, Bennigan's used to have one of the greatest Monte Cristos. It's too bad they went out of business. We have Lincoln. Let's talk about the rocket for a minute, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness.
This
wonderful
let's
people.
Talk about the best customer service I've ever had in my life. Danny, who was so nice to go out there, because 2 weeks ago when I left here, I had a flat tire, picked up a little nail. Okay, let me just tell you, Lincoln right there in Vieira, they took my car. I came in. They actually said, we don't have any loaners. They told the guy, go pull a brand new car off of the... Not the showroom, but the lot. They brought me a car with 33 miles on it. We returned it with 1,000 miles.
Yes.
8 days later. We drive a lot. Yes. Okay? We drive a lot. We get around. We get around this town of Brevard. Okay? What's cooking in the 321? I know because we drove all 1,000 miles of it in 8 days. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, Beth, in the service at Lincoln, I said, I'm going to say hey to Beth because we couldn't have had better customer service. I got my rocket back. They even hand polished it. It's looking beautiful out
Absolutely.
There. So thank you to Lincoln. Urban Prime and Melbourne Beach Supermarket, they've got Scott's Spices. If you haven't been to Scott's on 5th, please make a reservation. Get into Scott's, but he's come out with a new spice line, and we're going to be pushing that spice line. We've got our Space Coast Harley Davidson. New owners, I think, Jennifer, the Titusville
closed. It closed a couple weeks ago.
So
and they said to everything is going to go down to Palm Bay. I don't know much
more
than
Palm,
that.
And West Palm, they're taking it down to Palm Beach. They think that we're not worthy or something. But I have to tell you, Friday, September 20th, between 5 and 8, is bike night. It's beer, vendors, bikini bike wash. 50-50 raffle. That is happening. Let me put my glasses on. Where's my glasses? I should not do things like this without a dictionary and glasses. thank God they write the words. Doesn't mean I read them right, but I try. So we've got 5 to 8 bike night. And then, let's see, the bike night, that's 1440 Sportsman Lane. You can call 321-259-1311. You can always find out what's happening at Harley-Davidson. But the bike night, that's September 17th. We've got the Hogs Customer Appreciation Saturday, October 5th. It's a chill and grill, cold beer and hot dogs. What's better than cold beer and hot dogs? That's going to be at 11. Let's see here. That's from 11 to 4. And then I think they just got one more. This is this Saturday. This is the Space Coast Latin Festival is at Harley Davidson. Who knew? Saturday, September 21st, from 2 to 10 o'clock. The one and only Giggles will be hitting the stage along with 4 popular DJs from Florida, artists, salsa, festival. They've got food and vendors all day long. So you know that Harley Davidson's the place to be this Saturday. And I think it's like, isn't it Latin Heritage Week or month or something coming up? Because I think we've got things at both colleges that we're doing. One's on the day of your event, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got
You're still coming to our event, though.
Of course I am.
Just
Eastern
making
Florida
sure.
State College, that's during the day, so I'll be ready to look at all the muscle cars. So that's what's happening in 321. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I want to do, though, before it's gone, I can't say this word, but definitely the illuminate. What is it?
The bioluminescence.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Have anybody?
I keep trying to go, and something keeps popping up, but I'm like, I'm going to get my kayak out that's been standing in my garage, and I'm going to check this out.
I've got to see it.
I've lived here for almost, I don't know,
I've been here
not
since 79, and I've never seen it in my life.
That's crazy.
She tells me about it.
I've been here 2 years, and I go as often as possible.
So she goes
beautiful.
To the beaches by, what is it?
Titusville,
what is
Playa Linda,
yeah.
And then Indian River, and different things. Like
beautiful
that.
Beaches there. Yeah. I just went for the
Park,
first time. But they see it all the time.
All
Danny,
the time.
You're in the water. You've never seen it? You have.
Well, I live across from Kennedy anyway, so we're in the river. And last year when Artemis finally launched, before it launched, there were dolphins swimming through, and it looked like just literally Avatar is all you could think of.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Beautiful.
I might need a picture.
I might
that
have
on
to get
wall.
A hotel though, because unlike you, I don't like to drive. So I'm gonna have to find me a hotel.
I'll get in the back seat. We'll give you a ride. We'll drive.
It's
she used
brightest.
To be a cop. She's used to driving. Get some donuts, coffee. We're driving.
It's brightest mostly during the summer, and it lasts I think until October. There's several BK adventures, several places that take kayak
so
tours
if you're
out
listening,
every night.
Yeah, if you're listening and you have a place that you know is still happening, because you say October?
Yeah, through
all right,
about
so we don't
October.
Have much time.
No.
I need to get out there and see this, because
yes.
I really thought everybody's lying to me. I thought, nah, I've been here since 79. I've never seen this. Have you ever seen it?
I have not done it personally, but I know people that have. And
they're
I've
all
seen
lying
pictures.
To us.
I've seen pictures. It does look amazing.
It is.
I would love to.
So I want to try to catch that also. The what do you got going on this week, Jessica? What are you doing with the mission?
This week I am just calling everybody I know to try and fill up our last few sponsor slots.
Okay.
So we do still have a few available. So if anybody,
what are the sponsors? Tell us when they get a sponsor package.
Sure.
Because that's what they, we actually had a lot
level,
of things
course.
Asking what about
okay,
that
cool,
sponsor
cool.
package again.
So yeah, it completely depends on the level of sponsorship. But obviously logos. So I'm not at liberty to say yet how we are going to present our sponsors' logos, because it's going to be a little different than what most people expect with the big old sign in the front of your event.
What's the minimum for somebody to come in to get that?
Our lowest level sponsorship is $1,200.
Okay, so you heard it here, because I know there's restaurant owners listening today.
Yep.
There's people in the restaurant world. There's business owners listening today. $1,200, and that money's going to go to such a good cause.
Such
and we're
going to
have
cause.
Fun.
And I just, in reviewing the list of those who have registered so far, it's going to be, and anybody who sponsors, you're going to be in front of some pretty influential people in the community. So it's a great opportunity to present your business to some great members of our community. And then obviously, you know, all of our social media push and everything. And just, you really can't beat the cause, you know, helping to break the cycle of homelessness.
Yep. And everybody complains. Oh,
right.
These people in the street. Well, now's the time. This is how we fight that.
Yep. And we have a 90% success rate. So
that's awesome.
Our program works.
That's awesome.
And instead of just turning people over, you know, putting them back on the street in a few days, you know, we're educating them.
And
is there any better investment?
Is a lot of them on drugs? I mean, are drugs a big problem?
No. So
they're
you actually cannot be an addict. I shouldn't say that. So you cannot, you have to be in full recovery. Like, right. Like, so we are not only not set up for current addicts, but we also, you know, that's the idea, is to make sure that you're not going back to a previous lifestyle. Right. So we are very cautious about where you're at in your stage of recovery.
Okay.
Because we want to set you up for success.
And I don't think that you can teach somebody that until they get clean anyway.
Correct.
I think it's a two-step.
Oh, absolutely.
In my head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we give you the tools and empower you not to go back down that same hole, right? So, it's just this program is just so different than anything else out there, and the success rate speaks for itself.
That's awesome. Shelley, how about you? What do you got planned here before your big day?
Well, that's a tough one. We are scrambling just the last minute details, not only for Pride Fest and the parade, but for all of our events that are going on, as I mentioned, starting this Saturday. You know, there's raffles to put together.
Yeah.
Lots of decorating, just coordinating with our vendors or with our venues. And
I'm glad you
and they're free events
my,
for the most
place.
Part. There are a few ticketed events, but again, these are free events.
Is there a lot of people? Do you need me to have somebody at my place, like with waters and beverages, or that you don't need that?
Are you talking about at the auditorium?
Yeah, because I'm there.
I could
certainly put stuff out there for you if you wanted.
Well, it's very generous of you, first of all. I wouldn't do it.
I'm not that generous.
Technically, our permit calls for a porta potty or a temporary toilet there.
Yeah.
So we have never had access inside the auditorium. So groups bring water and snacks
good.
If they're going to be there
good.
That long.
So you're self-contained.
Right. The parade is only an hour long. Again, a lot of that is just getting everybody in their position. And once we step off, that part is
Did they close
over.
The
I did,
street
I did,
down this year?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Closed,
yes.
So you're not going to be able to.
I did want to mention that, though.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to drive.
If you park at the auditorium, let's say you're going to be in the parade, mm-hmm. or that's just where you want to park, you will need to move your car by 1:00. It is strictly for parade staging.
Huh. Do we have anything? Let's see.
And
we
groups
have anything
that are meeting
we
there.
Do. We've got West Shore's homecoming that night there.
The
that's why.
Other thing I want to mention that is new this year to anyone that's listening that is planning to come out, the city is going to be charging for parking this year at 12:00, beginning at 12:00. So it's another reason to encourage people to come early. If you're parked in one of the city lots prior to noon, you're fine. You can mm-hmm. be there all day. So this is a new thing that they're implementing. And it's a flat rate. I think it's 15, but please don't quote me on that. So you'll save some money if you get there before 12.
Okay.
The other thing is, obviously, you're welcome to park on any side streets, or if you can find street
parking.
Right,
and there's
parking.
A lot of private parking now.
Right. So, or ride share. You know, that sort of thing, get friends to drive you or go in a group and that sort of thing. So that isn't something new this year. I just want to make people aware of. We do have an ATM on site, so
excellent.
That sort of thing. But if you're going to be in the city lots, just be aware that after 12 you will be charged.
And you don't have to be gay to come.
No.
Anybody's
plenty
welcome.
Of allies.
No,
anybody's
welcome. No, not at all.
So listen, tell everybody one last time, though, how they can reach out to you and your information.
The easiest way is to go to our website.
Okay.
That would be the quickest way,
okay.
spacecoastpride.org.
There you go. There you go.
And again, there's a lot of information there. If you are unable to find the information that you need, you can always email. We may be a little bit delayed getting back with you since we're so close to the festival, but you can always email our president, Justin Zirconi, is president@spacecoastpride.org.
Excellent.
Or again, our app. So we're all over social media. We do have a newsletter, free newsletter that
That's
we do.
That's awesome. And Jessica, let's add one more time how they can reach out to you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell them
same thing. Go to our website. It's newlife-mission.org. And all of the information to donate, to purchase tickets is all right there. Everything's right there. There's a link if you need to email one of us.
There's a phone number.
I can give my number. My extension goes direct to my cell.
Excellent.
So you can reach me at 321-480-9100, extension 122. And that does go to my cell. So even if I'm not in the office, unless I'm on the radio, I will pick up your call.
So call her with donations, you guys. Everybody try to, we're going to have her back on the show because it's something I believe in big time, what you're doing.
Thank you.
And really, I want to figure out more ways I can help you. I got to go get rid of a lot of pencils so that I can get that $1,200 up. I only got $10 on me now, but I'm off to a start. But definitely we're going to be there on Muscle Night.
Awesome.
And Jennifer,
yeah.
My Georgia peach, yeah. The Georgia peach. Nobody can tell that you're from somebody
Absolutely.
Where
Absolutely.
I'm
than
from
here.
Atlanta. I don't think we sound alike.
No.
I know.
I'm
it's like night
Northwest
and day.
Northwest Georgia. I'm a bit up
big
the
difference.
Big
yeah.
difference.
The Appalachian
and she's
mountains.
A Georgia dog.
Yes,
so
I
know
am.
You. Cause
Go
we're
Jackets.
All in this, you know, more women are getting into football this year, though. I've noticed
I'm a daughter of a football
already.
Coach. It's been
I
my DNA.
I joined my first fantasy league this year.
Oh, see, we would have been in on that one.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I think I'm in like fifth place.
Oh,
I have
see,
no idea.
We need to get into that. So I will tell you, though, we won at Trivia last week, though. We were
we
the Trivia
did.
Queens.
FM Pizza.
Yes, we were. We were at FM Pizza. We can't be there tonight, I'm sorry to say, but we'll be back in 2 weeks because we've got the ABWA. You should go with me next Thursday if you want to go to that.
Okay.
And meet some people. I think that would be a good thing for you, Jennifer. Hopefully you can. It's next Tuesday, I believe.
I believe so.
Next Tuesday. I need to let them know by tomorrow. So I think that would be something really
FM
good.
FM Pizza
for you
is
to go.
Also sponsoring one of our events
That's
next
awesome.
Week. So
we love,
yeah, they
we
really
love
give
them.
Back
they're
to the community.
They're doing the pizza and pie.
Yes.
Yes.
Pizza and pies.
Yes.
That's
yep,
right.
That's going to be
excellent.
On the
in Nogale. Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
At 5:30.
Well, listen, I can't thank all of you enough. Danny's probably outnumbered here with he's probably never had this many women in the studio at once that
you handled it well.
Yes. Yes. I commend you on your diversification.
Okay,
diversity.
That's definitely not
that
a word.
Definitely.
I keep trying. Listen, I'll be back here 1 o'clock next Tuesday. I do have a function that day, but I'm gonna learn how to be magic and be two places at once. Jennifer, did you have something else?
Yes, I want to tell my granddaughter, who is 5 years old, Elise Adams,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We love you. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're out.
Thanks.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.